Usually snow covers lake ice, insulating it, but most of the state had little snow but lots of cold, making for thick ice on inland lakes as well as Lakes Michigan and Superior. Department of Natural Resources Water Management Specialist John Spangberg in Ashland is already getting calls from people with ripped-up shores.
It's typically the wind pushing the ice up onto the shoreline, and with the ice being real thick, it gouges the bottom of the lake, and then it'll deposit this windrow of material along the shoreline.
And that can tear up trees and banks?
Oh, it can take trees out. It can take feet of shoreline out. Here on the Big Lake a couple of years ago, there was a pile of ice 10 or 11 feet high across Highway 2.
Spangberg says most of the problem is in the northern half of Wisconsin. His colleague Ed Slominski with the DNR in Spooner is also getting reports of ice pushes 6 to 7 feet up lakefront property.
I've received some calls, and most of those we typically go out and look at them to see what the extent of the damage is.
In most cases, Slominski says the damage can be smoothed over. In other cases, permits are needed to protect the natural shoreline. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.